We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
You are going to make mistakes in life. You will do things that will be out of character for you. I have done things that, if shared with you, you would say, wow. Some people have stolen, others have said nasty things to people, many have told lies on others without considering how they would be affected. While some have been actually caught in the very act of doing wrong, the people who caught them condemned them. Have you ever heard people talk about another person as if they never did anything wrong? Why do we condemn people for what they get caught doing and want to pass when we get caught? There is one who will always accuse you no matter what. His objective is to destroy you. Yes, you have an adversary. I want you to know today that you also have an advocate with the Father. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Also in John chapter 8, verses 7 through 11, it is written, "So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, 'He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.' And again he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, 'Woman, where are those accusers of yours?' She said, 'No one, Lord.' And Jesus said to her, 'Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.' Early one morning when Jesus came into the temple, the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman who'd been caught in the very act of adultery. They set the woman in front of Jesus and shared with him that Moses said this woman should be stoned to death. Then they asked Jesus, what did he have to say regarding this woman? These men were testing Jesus to accuse him. If he rejected the law of Moses, his credibility would be gone. If he held to it, his reputation for compassion and forgiveness would have been question. Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as if he didn't hear them. He raised himself up and said to them, 'He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.' And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, left one by one. Jesus and the woman were left alone, and Jesus asked her, 'Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has anyone condemned you?' She said, 'No one, Lord.' Has anyone accused you? Has anyone cast you down because of what you did or did not do? It doesn't matter. Jesus has not condemned you. You are free to come to him and receive forgiveness so you can be free to live your greatest life today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing."
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.